This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Students preparing for possible careers in law can get advanced experience as an undergraduate with the University of Louisiana at Monroe Mock Trial Team. The team hosts its first two-round tournament called the Warhawk Mock Trial Classic this weekend. Local attorney and coach of the ULM Mock Trial Team, Bob Noel, joins us now to talk about the tournament. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you.
This is really kind of a big deal. This is the first time that ULM has hosted a two-round tournament like this.
Oh, we've never been in this position before. We're only a third-year program, so having LSU, Tulane, and Millsap show up is something beyond our dreams. On top of it, we're going to christen a brand new courtroom.
So tell us first about the move, because the courtroom moved from Stubbs Hall over to New Digs in Strauss, a beautiful location.
We were lucky. We had two large donations this year to support the team, one from Judge William Pryor, who's an 11th Circuit judge, and the other from E. Orem Young, who has made a significant donation to the university, and that helped prompt the move. It is a beautiful courtroom now because the bench is already there, overlooking the bight with a huge window behind the bench overlooking the bayou.
So tell us about what a tournament like this actually looks like from an audience member's perspective.
Well, basically what you're going to be watching if you come by to see us is you're going to be seeing two teams of three lawyers apiece and three witnesses try a case. And the judges issue points for the performances of the lawyers and the witnesses. We'll actually have three trials going at the same time with six teams. We'll have two trials going on in courtrooms that we're building in the sub and in our main courtroom at Strauss. What happens is that every year the American Mock Trial Association, the College Mock Trial Association, writes a case. And this year it's a civil case in which one 11-year-old has shot another 11-year-old with the victim's mother's gun, and a lawsuit has come about as a result of that. The witnesses have to assume the characters that have been given to them out of a list of 12 possible witnesses, and the attorneys have to be prepared to try the case as if they're in a courtroom downtown.
So what are the biggest challenges for preparing for something like this from the team's perspective?
They've got to learn the rules of evidence. They have to anticipate when somebody's going to object or when they should object. They have to think on their feet because the other side's not cooperating. They want to win, too. And the witnesses have to get into character. It's almost like watching a movie or television because they have to assume the character of the people that they're playing.
Have the ULM teams and these other teams competed in other tournaments with the same case?
Oh, yes. Okay. ULM so far, we had a jamboree in Jackson at Millsaps College in October. In November, we competed at Middle Tennessee University. Of course, we field two teams. We just came back from the Argo Invitational at the University of West Florida, where our maroon team came very close to winning the championship. They lost in the championship round to the champion with a tie on one ballot and losing by only 7 out of 140 points on the other ballot. Our gold team didn't do as well. They fared 4-4, but they had the best attorney award to Adam Nettles. And Jordan Jones won the Best Witness Award in the tournament, had every team that he faced walking out talking to themselves because he was that scary good.
What is it like for the students who've competed in other tournaments using the same case? What's going to be different this weekend?
They'll be changing strategies because the more, we went four rounds last weekend. They saw different teams approach this problem in different manners. There's more than one theory of the case that they allow you to throw out. So you have to be prepared for all contingencies. And also when you're playing good teams, you pick up things here and there and you alter what you're doing.
So over the course of certainly last fall, but then even this semester, there's been quite a lot of preparation put into this.
Oh, incredible. They practice, all the time. We have two teams going and they have two different personalities. So, because of the personalities, they also have completely different approaches to the case, including case theories. So that if you play one ULM team, you're not going to be able to be prepared for the other ULM team.
So is that fun for you as a coach, being able to devise those?
Well, actually, my assistant coach, Kyle Moore, has been handling the maroon team, and it's fun for both of us because we also have teams that we can compete against each other. For instance, for those of you who can't make it this weekend, Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we're going to give a demonstration scrimmage at the Washtenaw Parish Courthouse in courtroom number 4.
So the first ever Warhawk Mock Trial Classic coming up this weekend on the ULM campus. Bob, tell us the places where these different courtrooms are going to be set up.
And Strauss Auditorium it will be our main courtroom, and we'll also have two courtrooms set up in the sub.
And you also have a special guest who will be coming for the award ceremony.
Oh, most definitely. U.S. Court of Appeals Judge William Pryor, a ULM alum, is going to be here to MC our award ceremony and to address all of us. And believe me, having someone sitting at the U.S. Court of Appeals in Atlanta coming here to honor us with this is something really special.
So we'll mention again that all of these mock trials are open to the public. What time should people arrive if they want to come see some of these?
Well, the first round's going to start at 9:30, and the second round's going to start about 1:30.
Bob Noel is the coach of the ULM Mock Trial Team, the first ever Warhawk Mock Trial Classic coming up this Saturday at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. More information at ulm.edu. Bob Noel, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.